Hare Krishna. I have a question from Gornitai Das, and he's asking particularly about humility in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and it's, to be quite honest, it's not what I think to be a extremely relevant question. So if you don't mind going to time, we'll just sort of erase it. In fact, we had discussion not long ago, and I think we may have discussed things then. And going on to another question by Mohan, who asks, what's the external reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance? And my answer begins by saying that is this really the best use you can make of me? In other words, from his question, which is a lengthy question, it's obvious that he's reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Arilila chapter 3, chapter 4, and the answer to the question that he's posed is there. It's there actually a couple of times, what the external reason is of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. So for me, just to repeat something, I think that devotees can put me to better use. In other words, if you ask some further understanding, well, how is it, why is it that there's an internal and an external, and what are the, why is it that just spreading the Yuga Dharma, chanting of the holy name, is that external? Doesn't that slight it? So at least these are things that require a certain degree of explanation to further the understanding of things, rather than just me repeating something that's sitting there, as they say in English, right under your nose. Okay. That's it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Krishna, are persons, and they have, they're the supreme persons, so they have many reasons why they do things. Things that they do are acting, fulfilling their particular duty, and others, some other inner purpose, personal purpose that they have to achieve something. Now, when this is also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we see that when Krishna appeared, why does it come? Paritanaya sadunam vinasacha duskitam. So this is nothing new, but along with that, simultaneously, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what does Krishna want to do? He wants to teach the world about spontaneous devotional service, and that's the only thing that really pleases him. So he wants to bring his personal associates from the spiritual world, the Brajvasis, and manifest spontaneous devotional service. And really interestingly, in Krishna's opinion, he says, well, I didn't succeed. I just didn't fulfill my purpose. People just didn't understand. They just didn't understand what it was all about. So now his purpose is, all right, then I'm going to come myself. I'll come as a devotee, and I'll come and show people how it's done, how you practice, how you chant the holy name in the mood of separation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that. The Yuga Dharma's external purpose was giving the chanting of the holy name. But what kind of chanting of the holy name? Here, it's not the issue of necessarily the mantra. It's what is the tattva? What is the understanding behind the mantra? What is the mood of separation by which you chant the mantra? These are the things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he gave. And this no other incarnation can do, because Krishna Prema Pradayate, because only Krishna can actually bestow love of God, love for Him. So that's, in brief, the answer to Mohan Das. And I'll just score another question of Gaur Nitai. He wants to hear about the different stages of Smarna in Upadeshamrita, which I spoke about in a class. Can I speak more? Well, I'm just finishing, and I'm really just finishing because I'm on the last chapter. I'm just finishing this book, and in that book, 200 pages or more are dedicated particularly to chanting Hare Krishna in the different stages of Smarana, as described in Upadeshamrita 8. So please wait for that. You'll find it, I think, very useful. This book is in the vein of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, but in my opinion, it will be better in terms of go deeper into the topic of sadhana and advancing in sadhana. And it will complement Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani very well. And then Gaur Nitai can read all about this Smarana Dasha. Hare Krishna.